Vineyard in Recovery, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Ron Bittner, the owner of Bittner Vineyards in Caldwell, Idaho, recently took us on a tour of his property and discussed some of the devastation that last winter wreaked upon his crop.
This winter, I've got a weather station just behind us here, minus 18 in the first 10 days of January. It just killed this plant to the snow line. Luckily, our temperatures 24 inches down never got below 40 degrees. So even though it killed everything above, we're retraining the original suckers back up. So it'll continue on as this Davis Clone 12 out that I planted in 1981. The hard part for farmers this year is that my vines were that big around and took a chainsaw to cut the old vines out. So it literally cost more to take out an old vineyard and retrain it than starting from scratch and training it up. But I'm glad that most of the vines have survived, and right now we're training it up to the catch wire, and we'll train the fruit wood down so there's some fruit spurs on it this next year, and hopefully we'll be back to a 2 or 3 ton crop within maybe 1 ton next year and 2 or 3 the following year. But that weather we had through here, for some reason this is one of the better sites in Idaho, but it annihilated us growers right through this draw here. My red block Cabernet Merlot Petit Verdot back that way, it looks healthy. Green leaves on it, but there's no fruit on it because they made it through the winter, and then we had a late frost and killed the fruit buds, so it would no crop on that.
By the way, in 2012, Ron won double gold against 7,000 winery competitors. This is David Sparks. Visit our website, aginfo.net.